And now on the line from Sapporo, I've got Glenn from Woof Japan. Hello there, Glenn.
Hello, Joseph.
Great to talk to you again. It's been a while since I visited you up there in Sapporo.
Yes, how many years do you think?
Oh, gosh. I think it was, well, it was my first trip to Japan, so I think it was 9 years ago.
It's a long time, isn't it?
It's a long time. But I must say, I've been absolutely delighted to see Woof going from strength to strength since then. Yes. So how did Woof Japan get started?
Well, it's a good story. It was in about 1993. My wife and I got married and we wanted to avoid the typical wedding nonsense, if you will, expensive things and all glamour and no content. And at that time, we just heard about Woof for the first time. We were in Australia and not too far away, there was a woofing centre of sorts, and there was a course about to commence in that woofing centre on permaculture. So off we went. And we stayed in that area for a few days and saw it. We came back to Japan, and the first thing I looked at when we got here was, well, has someone already made a Woof Japan? And the answer was no. So we were able to do that.
Wow, fantastic. And so I remember when I was doing it back 9 years ago, you only had about 20 or 30 hosts, or if that, on the list.
Now there's... there's hundreds. There's equally the number of woofers have increased also. We've got hundreds of hosts throughout the entire breadth of Japan, and woofers joining in the hundreds or so per year. So it's a very different story.
So what kind of hosts do you have? I mean, what kind of places are they that are registered with you?
Well, remembering that originally Woof is an organic movement, so fundamentally we work to stay close to our roots, if you will, supporting organic farmers, those farmers who are so grassroots they can't afford the annual fee. We're happy to receive vegetables in kind of some sort, so we stay close to that. But also then there's different from that organic base, there's levels from there. Some hosts, they grow some vegetables organically, then value added by having a little restaurant or coffee shop or tea house of some sort attached to their place. But something I'm personally very passionate about is not only organic food, but an organic attitude to life. People who have an alternateness, if you will, in their lifestyle, where they might have a library, they might have machines and things that are not producing CO2, etc. It's different. And some Woof groups throughout the world don't embrace that idea. They want to stay religiously organic farmers. But for example, people living a very grassroots lifestyle, producing pottery, growing the hops, but then producing the beer, value-adding things in that way. Also associated with some Buddhist and associated temples. Organic experiences. I mean, people who live in wilderness areas where woofers can go and stay and have easy access to those wilderness areas. That strikes me as a very organic experience. It's away from the tourist traps, away from the pretty pictures and the postcards. It's that's as Woof as anything else. So
wow, it sounds incredible. What a variety. So regarding your members, when I was woofing in Tochigi, I was quite surprised because until then my woof experience had generally been with non-Japanese woofers, but when I was on this charcoal farm, I found that all the other woofers who were there, there were three others at the time, and they were all Japanese. Are a lot of your members Japanese?
Yes, Joseph, I think in rough terms, and this changes ongoing, but in rough terms, about 50% of our woofers are Japanese. And it's also represented in hosts. I mean, some hosts specifically want more Japanese people than non-Japanese people. It may be for language reasons, but conversely, other hosts really want non-Japanese people, and that may appeal to your audience because for reasons of very, very genuine reasons, I think, for example, living in very remote areas, beautiful environments, very natural environments, beautiful scenery, beautiful things to see, but limited in terms of the human engagement. Mm. They might have children or broader family whom they want to have exposed to people from different cultures. So they welcome non-Japanese woofers. A lot of them do.
Great. And if someone was to want to become a member of Woof, how would they do that and what would they expect in return?
Well, simply you would go to our website, which is woofjapan.com. You'll see there's an English side and a Japanese side. Then you would simply click on the various links explaining the details. But simply you can send an application form online in the moment, paying by credit card. You can get access immediately to all member services that include access to the list of hosts, a means to contact those hosts. And after you've read the explanation, which is comprehensive, to discuss any particular needs or concerns you might have and see that reply and then get a feel for whether, hey, is this place for me or is this place not for me? And then go and stay with them, go and woof with them. We call them woofers and we go woofing. We have pretty comprehensive information for members there, and there's a member permit also online that's downloadable and printable, so you can have all your membership materials immediately.
Wow, that's fantastic. You know, I must say, I remember when I first registered for WOOF and got the list, it was so exciting to suddenly have this list of all these places that were essentially open for me to go there and work as a part of the family, as a part of the team, and experience the culture and all of that. So I highly recommend it.
Yeah, I'm glad you do, and please come again, come woofing again. It's getting better all the time. There's enormous diversity of people, locations, climate, lifestyle and interests for people to come and enjoy and learn from. It really is a real smorgasbord of life.
Okay, well, thanks ever so much for joining us today, Glenn. That's fantastic.
You're very welcome, Joseph. Please come and see us in Sapporo.
Absolutely, I will. You know, I lived near there for a few months and I do miss the place. So, yes, I'd like to go back there with my wife this time.
Great.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.